What is up, everyone? Welcome back to Everything Every. Oh. Welcome back to Everything Everywhere on Mike. This is episode number 18, and I'm by myself today, a little internal episode. So, yeah, we're going to get into a couple different things, but I want to thank everyone who checked out the YouTube version. Now that I'm back doing that, YouTube is the exact same name as the name on Spotify, so it's easy to find. For the people who prefer visual, you can check that out. And last time, some of it got cut for some reason, but I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen again. That's really annoying. It was only like 45 minutes, and 15 minutes got corrupted. So, full episode is on Spotify and Apple, as always. And you should make sure to check out the Instagram, EE on Mike Pod, for updates. We are back. There's a couple different things I want to discuss. But first, we have something big, obviously. And for podcasters and content creators, this is pretty big. Joe Rogan announced that under to his previous multi-million dollar deal with Spotify that he got in 2020, on February 3rd, he got a new contract that's worth up to $250 million and multi-year. So, yeah, congrats to Joe Rogan. It's great investment in my Spotify in 2020. I mean, that dude's killing it. Biggest podcast in the world. There's not a single podcast that's bigger than his. Spotify is even allowing him to do YouTube, like post the poll on YouTube, and I think Apple too, they said. So that's really cool, Spotify. Spotify is easily the best app for everything, music, podcast, whatever. It easily is the best to distribute your content, in my opinion, too. It's really easy to do so. Congrats to Rogan, because, like, as a podcaster, a young podcaster, like, that's who we look, like, at least I look up to him. I can't speak for every podcaster, but I look up to him, and that's someone, that's what you want to be, right? Like, that's the end goal. You want to be like Rogan. You want to, where people sit down and listen to your thing for an hour. Like, that's the type of fan base you want. And yeah, he kind of can just interview whoever he wants. He has a lot of unique things, and he brings on people to the podcast and things that he's interested in. So it's like nature stuff, or maybe some political stuff, martial arts. Like, that's what I want to do. Like, also, but he also learns about other things, so I guess that's not for everything. But being able to bring someone on who's like a profession, something you're interested in for a living, and just have a nice conversation, and then people mess with it, people will listen to it. That to me, that's key, and that's something that's the reason why he's successful with it, right? He can make it interesting, and that's the biggest thing. Like, but I give him credit, because, like, he's able to still do so well in the charts with 3-hour episodes. Like, because now, obviously, I've talked about this so many times. We live in a world where people's attention spans of 30 seconds. Like, on TikTok, 30-second videos. I posted one of the clips on TikTok. I did it. Never really wanted to do it. I'm not a huge social media fan, but I kind of felt like I had to, and it stinks. But it is important, as you're trying to build a platform, to distribute it on as many different platforms as you can. I'm unable to get back at from my school. They backed another podcast, which I thought was kind of interesting. That's definitely a chip on my shoulder. They posted this other kid's podcast, and I was like, I remember I reached out to them about mine and different things, never heard back. So that's always a chip on your shoulder. I think it's definitely important. I'm sure Joe had people telling him, when he got that deal, it was a mistake. Oh, this podcast wasn't really going to do that well. But to me, that's just all crap. That's just what people say. I mean, you just got to follow your dreams. And I feel like that's what Joe did. And not to say that he wasn't popular before he did the podcast, but, you know, sure as hell he wasn't this huge podcast guy. So when he first started, he had to probably learn a lot. Definitely a guy I look up to. Definitely a guy I want to meet one day. That would be an honor. Just sit down and get the best advice. I feel like he would give me the best advice. Like, someone asked me the question, like, who would you pick right now, give you the best advice in what you're trying to do? Like, easily, Joe. Easily. So, credit to him. And, his podcast is great. Next thing, oh my God, this was actually, I'm actually going to react to this. So, if you guys don't know who first Aiden Ross is, big time streamer, very popular, very successful content creator. He's been around for a while now. I think he started as a Twitch streamer / YouTuber and made his way up to this new platform called Kick. That's a competitor to Twitch. It's basically similar, like a streaming service, but you're actually allowed to do way more. There's less rules, so it's like It's like college compared to high school, basically. But yeah, no. Kick's a cool platform, and so yeah, he's on the platform, and he's known for bringing like a lot of different famous people on. He's brought in Chris Brown, 21 Savage, like a bunch of other famous rappers. But his next stream, he planned to bring literally the big, I think the biggest rapper right now. I don't think there's a rapper with a bigger fan base than this man. And it was Playboi Carti. Carti came on the stream, so they're gonna have this big stream on behalf of the Kick CEO, Aiden, and on behalf of the Kick CEOs, like kind of the two of them, I look at it, offered to give him $1 million, I think around 1 million to 2 million actually, a Ferrari, a private jet, just to come on the stream, make an appearance. Apparently, like Aiden and Carti talked before, like they're gonna talk about his new album, like do some other reactive videos, talk to fans and stuff, and like yeah, that sounds awesome. So basically, what ended up happening was, well, he took like 2 hours to arrive, which he's a busy man, you know. I think it was the same night as the Grammys too. Carti's a busy man, and he's got a lot to do. Then he pulled up, and the stream lasted only 6 minutes. So we're gonna react to this and then kind of see what happened, what went wrong. So yeah, let's get into it. So there's Carti right there. Oh yeah, also context, like Carti doesn't do interviews. Like you look, if you know Carti, like he's not big on doing interviews. Like he might have like maybe one interview like way back when he was first starting, but yeah, no, he doesn't do this. So this was, that's another reason why it was so big. I also believe there's about 500,000 people watching. So Kick on the plus side, they got so many people to sign up for the membership for sure. Oh yeah, he hands him the money here, but just it was too early, and you gotta wait, man. Carti just started laughing, bro. That's respect, man. Give him a hug. You guys want to see the visual? It'll be on YouTube. I don't know who that girl is. She's a little creepy. I don't know who that is. I don't know if it's his manager. Carti told this man Aiden said take one ticket scene. Carti goes stand with me, bro. Oh, he's wearing the Kanye boots. Look, it's going well so far. I'm like, all right, maybe I can get going. They're having a nice conversation. Aiden asked him about the mask. The gift from Kanye, that's cool, that's cool. Carti's clapping, bro. Like everything looks like it's going well so far. I just don't know what happened, man. I don't get it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It really doesn't. Oh, man. At this point, you can kind of tell Clarity's probably not interested in doing any activities on the stream. I don't know if he's seen Aiden's streams. He doesn't really like Aiden. He doesn't really know him, maybe. Like he feels a little uncomfortable by it, or he just is confused. He doesn't understand what a stream is, but I have a feeling like he knows what it is, man. Sign Clarity full time. Okay, yeah, that's not happening. This is so awkward, man. I know Aiden's nervous as hell too. There's like he him with Aiden, like he's had a lot of good people on, but he knows those people. Like he knows 21, he knows Uzi a little bit more than him, I think. So that's why it's different here. Like this is the first time they've ever talked in person, I think. No, it's Cardi, bro. People are stupid. It's obviously Cardi. He wore the same outfit at the Grammys. Yeah, new album's gonna be great. I cannot wait for the next Cardi album. We need it. I hope it comes out this year. I hope so. So when Cardi's saying like thank you and stuff, you can kind of tell Aiden like he's just, uh-oh, like he actually might be leaving soon. Like respect for pulling up and stuff, but he might have knew like. Ask Cardi. How was your day today, man? What did you do, Cardi? Just straight nothing. Oh bro, poor Aiden, man. That had been the most like awkward situation, man. Like for you to him just ask him like a regular question, Cardi just shrugs it off. Like, and this is when he leaves too, man. Oh God, poor Aiden, bro. He looks so disappointed, dude. And then he leaves. So yeah, that was that. Interesting. I mean, I think it was a miscommunication. I think what Cardi maybe saw it as was like, I make an appearance, say what's up to the fans, like dap up Aiden, maybe say a couple things. I don't know if he knew, but Aiden claims that like after the stream, he or before the stream, they call like, yeah, we're gonna do an hour and all this. So I don't know who to believe. It's just kind of a he say thing. But yeah, I mean, at least he showed up, but. That amount of money, I don't know. Apparently, he like gave him like some of it, and then Aiden also had a private jet for Cardi to fly out because I think they met up somewhere in LA. They both don't live there, obviously. And Aiden took it back. He's like, "Listen, man, like I can't, like that wasn't what I wanted." And it's respect for Aiden. Like you gotta respect. Like is nobody's getting Cardi on stream of it. Like nobody's getting Cardi on an interview. Like nobody's getting Cardi at all. So for Aiden to actually like almost make this happen, respect, man. And I think he's probably gonna get him back. A lot of people are like trashing Cardi, trashing Aiden. Like they're gonna make it work. You know, I guarantee you. Cardi received a lot of backlash about it. A lot of the rappers called Aiden after. I think like Soulja Boy called him, 21 Savage called him, saying like, "Yo, like, that was crazy." You also, I wasn't surprised, man. You gotta understand. If you know Cardi, you've been a fan of Cardi. You know that. You knew that was gonna happen no matter what. A lot of people saying Aiden got scammed, but good for him. Again, like, dude, Aiden probably got so many more followers, so many more views. Like, it's not all about that. He wanted to make a good stream for the fans, and really, maybe we can find more out about Cardi and what he's up to. But yeah, no, that was that. 6 minutes, 19, or 6 minutes he came on the stream. And the stream was 2 hours, and Cardi was on it for about 6 minutes. But yeah, hopefully they can go part two. I would definitely watch that because I do want to see, like, not really an interview, but like, kind of how Aiden did it with Uzi, like the TTS, and that stream was great. A lot of people were saying Uzi clears Cardi because he went on the stream for $0, but I don't think you compare the two, man. So yeah, that's that. Next, the thing I wanted to bring up is what I'm so tired of seeing. I'm so tired of seeing YouTubers and content creators challenging UFC fighters to fights. Like I'm so tired of it. I mean, you got these clowns, Jake Paul, absolute clown. Bradley Martin, I love Brad, but he's got to stop them saying that just because he's 260 pounds, he can be any UFC fighter. I saw a small wrestler absolutely destroy him. So he's out. You're not beating anybody. Even if that video didn't happen, you're still not doing anything. And now you got like Sneeko. He's an idiot. Like. Thinking he could go in the ring with Sean Strickland without headgear, you're a psycho. Like that guy has serious problems. The fact that he could have went in there and been like, "No, yeah, I have a chance against Strickland." Like, dude, you saw him after. He probably has like brain damage just from that. Like, I guarantee you, he has some sort of brain damage after that. But It's gonna mess with him for the rest of his life. That stinks. He probably has a couple concussions, broken nose, like his face was all scratched up. He's like, "Oh, I feel fine after." Like, no, you don't, bro. Wait till that adrenaline hits off you, man. You're gonna be feeling it for the next couple of days. Your head's gonna feel like a rock. Like you just got absolutely beat. It's gotta stop. Soon, eventually, dude. Like once a streamer, like they'll challenge a boxer, a wrestler, like a UFC fighter. And someone's gonna die eventually because they don't mess around. Like, you're talking serious crap to them. Like if you're going a street fight, dude, you could die. Sneeko could have died in that ring. He really could have died. Strickland could have killed him. So he was going easy on him, which was good. We don't want to see that. But yeah, it's really getting annoying. Like they all think they're so good at fighting just because they have 2 months of training. Like so you got Speed thinking he's good. He has like a week of training. Like just a bunch of like idiots, dude. Just because. I love their content, and they're successful, but when they try to act like they're, like, fighters and think they can just take on anybody for content, it's just so stupid, man, so stupid, but I do like Sneeko at times. I don't think he's not the best person, he actually, never mind, I was going to say he's not a good person, but I think his content's pretty good, and Bradley Martin's a great person, he's a good guy, he has a lot going for him, but yeah, thinking he can beat, like, Mighty Mouse, Diaz. I don't know if he's joking, but sometimes I genuinely watch the clips of him calling out UFC fighters in his face, and like, it seems like he's being serious almost. Like, I remember one time he had Chito, Marlon Vera, who's a UFC fighter, on, and he asked him, and Chito's like, "I'm being serious, like, I could kill you, and like, I could literally kill you with my hands." And same thing with Strickland, he's like, "I could kill Bradley Martin." They could, man, they could. I don't think these guys are just, they don't understand, like, in their heads, they don't get what a trained fighter their whole life since they're, these guys are like in their 30s now, and they've been training since they're like 10 years old, man. It's 20 years experience. Like Strickland's been in like 50 MMA fights. Like, yeah, I would love to see Jake Paul just absolutely get the shit kicked out of him. That guy, somebody needs to end him and just end his career. Honestly, I would love to see that. But yeah, no. Hopefully, because we saw when he actually fought a real boxer, Tommy Fury, who doesn't really even fight, and he utterly destroyed him, picked him apart. That was great. Shout out to Tommy Fury. Thank you for doing that. And I hope someone will knock him out soon. That would be awesome. But, yeah. No, I think it should be interesting to see. You know, I actually, KSI, he's annoying too. But, like, generally, I actually respect him a little bit more than Jake. Because he's not going out saying that he can, like, beat everyone. Jake's saying he can beat McGregor, Canelo. Like, you're not going to even touch them, man. Like, that's what pissed me off. Like, KSI knows his boundaries. He just talks crap to other content creators from what I've seen. I could be mistaken. That's just what I've seen. So kind of respect KSI more. Maybe I'd love to see him get a Jake Paul fight. But yeah, all that stuff is so stupid. YouTube boxing, it's horrible. Horrible for the sport. And yeah, I hope someone will send Jake Paul into retirement to where he can never fight again. And yeah, that would be awesome. So, and then finally, I wanted to talk about, so I think like, content creator, or sorry, artists, famous celebrities, the ones who talk to their fans, like message their fans, are the best, man. They're the most important into the society, and like, just to do that, like, for them to go out of their way and actually do that, because there's, I mean, I understand they're busy, they get tons of messages, but they can do it. There's ways they can do it. Don't you think that just because they get a million messages a day, I think they can't reply to a couple fans? Like, there's ones who do it, and there's a lot of artists who do it. I actually got one of the artists that I actually like, YNWB Slime, he responds to his fans. I mean, he responded to me. It wasn't anything, we didn't have like an insane conversation, but he took the time to just respond to my message. And like, I respect him so much. He's young and like, he has a whole career ahead of him. And for him to do that, it's just like, yeah, I'm going to support that kid for the rest of his career because he took the time out of his day to respond to a couple of my DMs. Flat out respect. I love rappers who do that, artists, celebrities. I don't know much celebrities that do that, but rappers really do. I mean, Uzi's been in group chats with his fans. X used to FaceTime and call his friends. Juice, same thing. Yeah, just respect those guys and respect the artists who still do it because it's important. You got to show back to your fans, man. Like, a lot of them don't realize sometimes like they're the ones saving them from doing something possibly badly. Like, artists are there for them. Like, their music's always there for them. You might not know them, obviously, but you know what I'm saying. So it's important to show fan love, for sure. And whether you're a singer, a celebrity, an actor, like, whatever you do, athlete especially. I would like to see more athletes being a little bit more to their fans. I feel like they don't enough. A lot of athletes think that, well, they are A-list celebrities, but A lot of them have egos, so they won't respond to fans. But yeah, no, I do like how artists will usually respond to fans. I think that's really cool. And yeah, no, I think for the future of this podcast, we're just gonna keep trying to get more guests. You know, internals, they're okay, but it's not always the what I want. Like, I want the whole idea of this podcast is to have conversations. So I'm not gonna sit here and talk to myself for an hour. So if I'm doing an episode by myself, it's usually gonna be like pretty short, but if there's anyone you guys want to need to come on, like someone you might know personally, it would be good for them and for me. Or you want to come on, just always send me a DM on the Instagram, EE on Mike Pod. I'll read all of them. Any like suggestions you might have or critiques, just let me know. I'm open to a lot of things, guys. I'm still kind of new to this, right? In March, it'll be a year since this podcast has been out. So we're gonna have to do. I'm gonna have to plan something big for the year anniversary. I don't know yet, but I gotta start brainstorming because that's coming around the corner. Maybe I'll have like six people in one episode and do like a debate or something. I don't know. So we'll figure it out. You know, let me know though. I'm open to taking recommendations. That's for sure. And yeah, I want to thank everyone who listened. A little bit of a shorter episode today, but yeah, no. Make sure you guys check out the Spotify link if you like the audio version. YouTube if you like visual. Apple. And I think that's it. There might be like something I tried to get on Amazon Music, but I don't really think anyone listens to that anymore. Like Amazon Music, I've never heard anyone actually pull out Amazon Music. So yeah, we'll see. If you want, if you like the visual, let me know. If not, you know, there's always the audio. So I want to thank everyone who supports me, listens to my episodes like for like 30 seconds, likes my Instagram posts. Like just thank you. It's nothing crazy. You know, I'm starting from level one, but you know, it takes time, it takes patience, and I'm willing to take that long trip, like that hill. I'm ready to climb that hill as long as it takes to get a good audience and get a podcast that people enjoy and will come back to. So, thanks for everyone for listening, and we'll best read us out.